26 and a half minutes past seven, waking up to Thursday with Q102. And on the way, Bits and Pieces number 10. Still a chance for you this week to win 10 albums of your choice. People find the quiz this week really, really difficult. We have a remix version for you this morning. And I think more should gel in the brain easily. And to take us up to that, Atlantic Star. On Q102, this is Silver Shadow. Atlantic Star, Silver Shadow on Q102 in the morning. It's 7:31 and time for Bits and Pieces number 10. And see if you can find our six songs and artists amongst the Bits and Pieces selection. Of course, you might win 10 albums of your choice. Salt and Discs, Bits and Pieces on Q102 in the morning. Did it make any more sense today, then? If you know the six songs, put them on a postcard with your own name and address, a telephone number if you have one, and mail it off soon as you can, certainly to reach us by about 5 o'clock tomorrow evening, that's Friday evening, to Bits and Pieces number 10, Scott Williams, Q102, 3 Upper Mount Street in Dublin 2. Bits and Pieces number 10, Scott Williams, Q102, 3 Upper Mount Street in Dublin 2. And the prize each week is 10 albums of your choice from Q102 and Dolphin Discs.
The Dublin station for Dublin people, Q102.
And the time, 27 and a half minutes till 8. Blows moving on Q102 in the morning, 25 minutes to 8, one of those nondescript days weather-wise as well this morning. Where are you, summer? What summer? Mild winter, as one man called it the other day. It's a brand new single of Q102, TXT, and the girl's got a brand new toy. She enjoys playing with it.
Take everything, and I'll show you all of the things we can do. Don't make a sound, don't say anything. She
time to lose. Dream of a night, love will let you in. Cause little tin soldiers won't tell you the truth. Don't hide away, only your heart can win.
Take everything, and I'll show you all of the things we can do. Don't make a sound, don't say anything.
You know, I once heard old Mr. Brennan getting all steamed up when someone complained about the price of a new oven. I know it's a ridiculous price to pay, he'd say, but it's the best on the market, so we're buying it, and that settles it. That was typical of the man, you know, always insisting on the best. A real stickler for quality. Sure doesn't it show on the bread, he'd say. And there's nothing like the taste and the freshness of Brennan's, or indeed the value. And now more than ever, you've got to insist on the best. Just like himself.
Brennan's. Today's bread, today.
If you want to look smart at bargain prices, then you'd want to hurry down to the menswear sale shop in Wicklow Street before it's too late. At these prices, you'll understand why. Shirts from £4.95, knitwear to clear from £9.95, jackets at an amazing £12.95, and suits at £59.95. Everything's got to clear, so hurry now. Don't say you haven't been warned. The menswear sale shop, Wicklow Street, beside June and Peter Morris.
If you like your drinks with a bubble, effervescent, yet no trouble. Soda Stream.
Any time of day.
What you say? Soda Stream.
Press the button.
You're away. Soda Stream.
At your fingertips.
Yeah. Soda Stream.
Easy fun.
Just take a sip. All kinds of flavor.
There's 32.
A real money saver.
One, two.
Yeah, fizzy drinks on tap, simple and fun. The one and only SodaStream makes drinks at around half the price of the branded ready-made equivalent.
You make it fizzy,
a little,
or a lot. It's magic, izzy, wizzy, hey, what have you got? SodaStream,
any time of day,
it's so nice,
wow.
SodaStream,
available from all leading stores and supermarkets.
And it's cheap at half the price.
How long since the ship went down, Tony?
3 weeks.
If only. If only.
If only what?
If only we had a packet of Planters dry roasted peanuts.
Stop torturing yourself.
I can't help it. That delicious dry roasted flavor. That special Planters crunch.
I think I see something. Look, yes, on the horizon.
Is it dark blue, shiny with red and gold lettering?
No, it's sort of black and gray.
Oh, it's just a ship then. I thought it was a packet of Planters dry roasted peanuts.
It's 18 minutes to 8, Thursday's Q Breakfast right here on Q102, and music on the way shortly from the police, right after Anne has a look at the morning papers.
Thank you, Scott, and good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
The MRIB poll, which features so prominently in the main news today, has been compiled in association with the Irish Times. The findings are all revealed in detail on page 6, complete with fancy graphs and diagrams. Now, I don't really know how seriously these kind of polls should be taken, because we all know the underlying trends. The coalition is losing its grip, and Labour is struggling for its existence. Regarding party leaders, however, it's more interesting, with Mr. Haughey holding the lead with 47%. Gareth the Good next in line with 41%, and Dick Spring has dropped his rating from 31% to 25%. Probably in keeping with the overall Labour trend. Tomás McGillan, the leader of the Workers' Party, it seems, doesn't rate, as he's not included in the list of party leaders. Other news, Ireland is expected to protest to Spain later today about the increased incidence of Spanish trawlers found fishing illegally in Irish waters. Further on in the paper to the subject of the weather, which you so aptly called a mild winter, Scott. You're right. The Met Office said yesterday there will be very little change in the forecast for the next month. A good time, I would think, to take one's holidays and get that out of the country. I'll be back with news at 8.
Right now, Q102's reporters are on the streets of Dublin, giving away £10 in cash.
Excuse me, what radio station do you listen to?
Q102.
How often do you listen?
All the time.
Well done, you just won £10 in cash.
Oh, great. Terrific.
What are you going to do with the money?
I'll go out for a few pints. Nothing like it.
What do you like most about the station?
They play good music, very good music.
When do you listen mostly?
Between 7 and 11 o'clock at night, mainly. You know, during the week. Not watching television.
You too could be queued in for £10 in cash if your answer is all the time.
Scott Williams.
I'm no fake.
And the police not recording anymore together, but they insist on it broken up, though, from Ghosts in the Machine. 'Twas Spirits in the Material World.
Wake up with Q102.
Waking up to Thursday at 13 and a half minutes to 8, this is Howard Jones. Howard Jones and Dream into action on the Q Breakfast. Don't live your life in one day. The time is 10 and a half minutes now to 8.
Each afternoon at 3:15, between Monday and Friday, Q102 gives you the opportunity to cheer up a friend or relation in hospital, or maybe just to say hello to one of the staff there. Simply send your request on a postcard to Hospital Request, Q102, 3 Upper Man Street, Dublin 2. Brighten up someone's day in hospital on Q102.
Scott Williams.
Don't forget the address, Hospital Requests. You never say that word, Hospital Requests. Q102, 3 Upper Mount Street in Dublin 2 for the attention of Mr. Jerry Stevens. That's every afternoon at 3:15, right here on Q102. Wake Up, King in a Catholic style. China Crisis, from Flaunt the Imperfection, the Becker-produced Walter Becker, that is, of Steely Dan. It's 6.5 minutes to eight. How are you this Thursday? It's July 25th, and you're on the Q Breakfast with Scott Williams, right here on Q102. Heading towards 8 o'clock on the news with Cass. To take us up there, Brian Ferry, and Don't Stop the Dance. Don't Stop the Dance, Brian Ferry on the Q Breakfast from the album Boys and Girls. Anne's on the way with the news at 8 o'clock. We're back with that big chart entry this week from Madonna, you know the one, Into the Groove. That's next.
Q102, Dublin's number one.
When you need cooling down, your choice is clear. Clear.
7 Up. The difference is clear.
She knew strange, fierce pleasures that no other woman could feel. She was one of the dreaded heartbreakers, doomed to slink and prowl and court by night, fearing always that a lover's kiss might change her into a heartbreaker. Heartbreak Nightclub, Phoenix Park Racecourse, ladies free tonight, Thursday.
On the 9th of June, Barry McGuigan won the featherweight title, becoming, among other things, Fleet Street's new peacemaker in the North-South divide. This was largely due to the fact that his wife, Sandra, is a Protestant. In this edition of Sportswoman, we look at the influences on Barry McGuigan, on the two most important women in his life, his wife and his mother. Also in Sportswoman, read about stress, the high price of competition, plus the Hawaiian Ironman triathlon and the Irish woman who will enter, and much more in Sportswoman, Ireland's only sports magazine for women. On sale now, price £1.
Hello, Evening Herald Small Ads, can I help you?
On AM and Stereo FM, this is Q102.
It's 8 o'clock, this is Anne Casson. President Botha of South Africa has said he will not allow other countries to dictate to his country on how it should resolve its problems. He was replying to France's decision to withdraw its ambassador and freeze all new investment in South Africa. Mr. Botha said he found it amazing that a Western government could have made such a move while the government in South Africa was trying to restore order. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council meets today to discuss the continuing unrest in the country. The French ambassador to the UN said last night that most of the 15 member states of the council had supported the initiative, which was led by France. Only Britain and France would comment on the possible imposition of sanctions on the South African government. A poll published in today's Irish Times puts Fianna Fáil 14 percentage points ahead of the combined government parties. Fianna Fáil have now increased their lead over the government by 3% since the beginning of the year. The poll shows that dissatisfaction with the government's performance is at an all-time high, with only 24% satisfied with the government and over 71% unhappy with the way the country is being run. In the popularity polls, Fianna Fáil leader Charles Haughey still holds the highest satisfaction rate of 47%, that's 6% above that of Dr. Fitzgerald. When asked about the constitutional ban on divorce, 47% said they're in favour of keeping the ban, while 46% said they would like to see it removed. 7% of the poll were undecided. In the last poll, held in April, the figures were 52% for the removal of the ban and 42% against. Government ministers will meet again at Barrettstown Castle in County Kildare to discuss progress within the economy. It's believed that the Cabinet are trying to find ways of stimulating economic growth in the country while staying closely in line with the national plan. The ministers are also said to be discussing possible changes in the tax system. A Colombian Air Force DC-6 with some 74 people on board has crashed into the southern Amazon. It's feared that all those on board the aircraft died. The aircraft crashed just 6 minutes after takeoff. It was part of an emergency fleet immobilized to combat a three-day strike by pilots. Finally, the forecast, it will be mainly cloudy this morning, but there will be some sunny spells this afternoon. Also, the possibility of showers. The winds are light and variable in direction, and Dublin's local temperature will reach a high of 20 degrees Celsius. We'll have headlines at 20 past 8, our next news at 9.
Q102. Scott Williams, wake up with Q102.
And you can dance. For inspiration.
Thank you.
Madonna's really big now. She's getting really, really big media attention. And there's a piece in the paper this morning about something Madonna said, as there's something in the paper every morning about what Madonna said yesterday. And this morning, Madonna says, the best records to make love to are Prince, the Isley Brothers, and the Gap Band. Her own records, she says, are better for aerobic workouts. So they are. It's one of those days in the papers, really. George Michael has trouble with his contact lenses. Another opinion poll at home. And the Q Breakfast at 7:30 past 8. Good morning. I want to-